Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Nate Wuggehow, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin public school students are getting better standardized test scores than last year. Officials say that almost 40% of students are proficient in both math and English. That's according to the results of standardized tests given last spring, but proficiency rates are still below pre-pandemic levels. Department of Public Instruction spokesperson Abigail Swetz.
Yes, our schools are still struggling, and we definitely want to keep moving in a direction that gets them the resources they need, the support they need, and the respect they need.
Also this week, the Wisconsin Policy Forum is out with a study that shows the state's public schools have lost more than 32,000 students since 2019 due to more children in private schools and being homeschooled. A former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice is advising against impeaching, Justice Janet Prozewicz. Pete Schwabe reports.
David Prosser says impeachment is so serious that it should only be considered if the subject has committed a crime or corrupt conduct while in office. That's according to an email made public through an open records request. Prosser is one of the three former justices advising Assembly Speaker Robin Voss on the possibility of impeaching the new liberal justice. Protasewicz announced Friday she would not recuse herself from a case on Wisconsin's legislative maps next month. Those maps were drawn by Republicans. During her campaign, she called the maps rigged. Voss has suggested Protasewicz has prejudged the case. Protasewicz says she's made no promises on how she'd rule. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
Meanwhile, people in Wisconsin are working for what they consider more fair political maps. They gathered yesterday to talk about their plan for a new independent panel to draw future boundaries. Yuseli Flores is with the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition. She warns against the Iowa-style bill put forth by Republicans.
And it just seems like a huge power grab that could permanently change the process for how we draw our state maps, and it just feels like it's going to be detrimental to our communities.
Governor Evers promises to veto the bill if it passes. Wisconsin's maps are widely considered the most gerrymandered in the United States. The University of Wisconsin system will now be known as the Universities of Wisconsin. System President Jay Rothman made the announcement at UW-Eau Claire earlier today. He said the new name and identity emphasizes all 13 public universities in the system. Rothman added the new name helps shift the focus away from the UW system and onto the individual universities. Syphilis is on the rise in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is putting out a memo to hospitals and clinics to get ready to do more testing. Data from last year shows cases went up 19% from the year before. Of those cases, 81% were from mothers who passed it on to their children when they were pregnant. Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin utility companies are advising residents that if they need financial assistance for electricity and heating this winter, they should contact their utility company now to figure out a payment plan. While Wisconsin state law prohibits utility companies from disconnecting service from November 1st to April 15th, customers who have already had their service disconnected need to make payment arrangements before then, as state law does not require the companies to turn service back on if it has already been disconnected. Wisconsin state investigators are now examining a fatal officer-involved shooting in Rice Lake over the weekend. The incident occurred after Rice Lake police received a call from a woman claiming to have been stabbed around 5:30 p.m. on Sunday. When authorities arrived on the scene, the suspect had barricaded himself into an apartment. After an unsuccessful attempt to convince the man to surrender peacefully, the suspect allegedly charged at officers with a knife, compelling them to use lethal force to subdue him. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
It's the Bucks and the Grizzlies tonight. Good evening, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beginning a three-game road trip. Sunday, they'll be in L.A. against the Lakers. Next Tuesday night in Oklahoma City against the Thunder. Tonight, they're in Memphis against the Grizzlies. Tip-off time at 7 o'clock. Milwaukee coming off that preseason opener against the Bulls with a win, 105-102. Chris Middleton making strides after having surgery on his right knee last May. He did participate in some 5-on-5 during practice the other day. New head coach Adrian Griffin.
I think Chris, he's doing quality work. He had a great summer. You don't build Rome in a day. He'll get back to it, and we'll find a ways to incorporate him as we move forward.
Baseball. The GM of the Brewers admits that they could lose their manager to free agency. Matt Arnold says a lot of teams are interested in Craig Counsell, not just the New York Mets, the Giants, the Angels, the Guardians, all conducting interviews for a new manager. Craig Counsell made $3.5 million this year in Milwaukee. He could be the highest paid manager when this is all over with in baseball, if the Mets can win him over. NFL, the Minnesota Vikings will be without their star wide receiver Justin Jefferson for the next month due to a pulled hamstring. Tough day at the Packers facility after losing on Monday Night Football 17-13 to the Raiders in Las Vegas. Linebacker Quay Walker left the game with a knee injury. Safety Darnell Savage carted off with a calf issue. Matt LaFleur was asked why didn't running back Aaron Jones play last night after it looked like he was back from that hamstring injury from week one.
He did everything he could. You know, I would say I think it was Saturday's practice. He kind of felt a little something. I think collectively, medical staff, myself, Goody, definitely thought it was in the best interest to not risk it. Needed to stick with the run a little bit more. In the second half, we got under center predominantly the majority of the second half, and I thought that really helped us. Some more downhill runs. I thought AJ was running really hard. I thought our line was doing a pretty good job of coming off the ball, and that kind of got us going a little bit.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, new reporting at the Washington Post. Oh, did I mention it's Tuesday? It's the happier happy hour. And our recent guest, Patrick Marley, has dropped some new reporting over at the Post. The headline here, Republican effort to impeach Wisconsin Supreme Court justice loses steam.
Wah, wah, wah.
Here's the new news. Patrick Marley does a nice recap of a lot of the issues we've reported to you. But the new news, Dom, over on the Senate side, we've had a defection, and you'll never guess who.
I see. I can't believe it, but I see it.
Dirty Dewey Strobel.
What?
He's against the impeachment because, you know, they can't really stick it to the Democrats if Governor Evers has the right to replace the impeached Protasiewicz. So here is how Marley reports it. State Senator Dewey Strobel, Republican, if you didn't know, folks, one of the most conservative lawmakers in Wisconsin, told Milwaukee CBS affiliate in remarks reported today that he opposed impeaching Protasiewicz in part because Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers could replace her with someone else. A little bit more from the Post and Marley's reporting here, Dom. Republicans hold 22 of 33 seats in the Senate, exactly the number needed to remove an official who has been impeached by the state assembly. Losing a single Senate vote could be fatal to their efforts because all Democrats are expected to rally behind Protasiewicz. I didn't see any other new news there, Dom, but the Dirty Dewey Strobel. That was some new news. I didn't know he was against it for all the wrong reasons, but you know,
well,
whatever.
You know, that's insane. I mean, I guess we'll have to give Marley some slack and some room here because he says, he quotes Dewey Strobel saying that his remarks reported that he opposed impeaching in part because Evers could replace her. But what about the part where she didn't commit any, you know, corrupt crimes in office? And what about the part that nothing she has done has risen to what would be considered any sort of realm of impeachment reason? Dewey? Oh, and yeah, Evers could replace her. What? Dewey Strobel. So Dom, now that's Dewey, that's former Justice Prosser, right? Former this, you know, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has a top-notch crew of experts, you know, giving him advice. Some former Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Louis Butler, I believe, was one of them. Janine Geske, another one. Presumably, Pat Rogensack, though we don't know for sure. And certainly, Prosser came out and said no. The ones we know for sure, not including Pat Rogensack, have all said no. And now Dewey comes out and says no. No, he could just replace her. Hence, lots of our conversation over the last week or two.
844-967-2789. Dom will also look at what the state, the North Carolina state GOP are doing. They just override their governor's veto on an elections law. But let's go to the phones. 844-967-2789. Rather talk to you, even you, Gary from Sussex. Welcome back. What do you got for us?
Hey, Gary.
Hi, guys. Hi. All right. I got two questions, right? The party who is in power gets to draw the maps. So why the heck, when you guys were in charge and had the majority, you guys drew your own maps. So isn't it a right? Isn't it state law that says
Democrats have not actually had the power to draw the maps? Gary, it was usually done by the courts. And, you know, to the Democrats that were serving in state lawmaking capacity in 2008, they could have taken this up, and they did not, Gary. That would be a valid criticism of our Democratic friends, but that's a lot of water under the bridge ago. That was 15 years ago, Gary.
Well, in conservative radio, they sit there, keep bringing up all the time, well, if the Democrats were in charge, then they would be drawing their maps. So somebody's not telling me the truth.
I think you're probably right, Gary. I mean, look at the example of Illinois. We know that the Democrats are in charge in Illinois, and they gerrymander to the same effect. They basically make Republicans irrelevant many different ways in Illinois because they have the power, right? And Gary, our advocacy is not, damn it, we didn't have the power at the right time in history, so now the Republicans get to stick it to us, and then maybe 10 years from now, we'll get to stick it to you, Gary. That's not how I want to play the game. What I would like to see happen, Gary, is a fair model. And unfortunately, we can't point towards the Iowa model if it allows state lawmakers on the second drawing to basically override the people's will. Because that already happened in the state of Wisconsin, Gary. You and me and a lot of folks just want a fair playing field, right? We all want to see fair politics. Or a lot of us would like to. Vast majority.
I would just say, and I don't have it in front of me, but the little research that could be done, because my understanding is prior to the Republicans doing that gerrymander when Scott Walker was governor, the previous 30 years, you know, three times every 10 years, the courts were ultimately the arbiters of the maps.
Okay.
I'm not saying the Democrats wouldn't do the same malfeasant stuff, Gary. I'm not saying the Dems wouldn't do it. I'm saying none of the political powers and these Republicans and Democrats and politicians, Gary, I'm calling all of them politicians, should not have the power to pick their own voters. If all you've got to do, Gary, is pick amongst people that liked you all the time, I mean, you know, we all self-select to a certain degree. We hang out with people that like us. I hang out with Dominic. You know, so.
All right, I do have one.
Go ahead. You go.
I got one other question.
All right.
Okay. Now, POTUS Leibovitz, okay. See, I'm against her getting impeached only because the same thing about Dewey Strobel. And Dewey Strobel is a customer of mine, so I know him personally. And he's a nice guy. Okay. But the thing is, how would you like to have a judge knowing that your lawyer goes out there and tells you you're in jail right now, you want to get bailed out? And you find out that the judge hates white men, hates them. How would you like to stand in front of that judge? Because this is what she said when she was running. She said that the maps are rigged and she is going to change it. And the fact is she needs to recruit herself.
She didn't say she was going to change it, Gary. You're putting words in her mouth, and I don't know about your analogy. It sounds like one of Dom's bad analogies with
terrible analogy,
white hating white men, Gary. That's a terrible analogy, dude.
At the end of the day, I'm tired.
Well, here's the right perception, Gary. It wasn't
in your eyes.
it, and I think in your eyes as well, Gary, she shouldn't have said it, right?
Okay,
none of us think that she should go out there and say it. But if somebody says, man, you know, I look at this map and this map looks rigged to me because we don't see fair outcomes coming out of the elections. I mean, that's a mathematically provable thing. You can say, okay, when you get 50% of the vote, maybe, and you get 67% of the seats, Gary, I mean, that took some effort. That took some planning and some strategy. You know what I'm saying? That didn't happen in happenstance coincidence. It's because Republicans wanted the maps that way. And I'm admitting to you, Gary, if the Democrats and the hardcore blue dogs, if they had their way, they would have done the same damn thing to your team.
There you go.
But see, we're not on anybody's team, Gary. We're on the citizen. We're on your team, Gary. We want fair representation. Yeah. One man, Gary, one vote.
If you have 60% of your community are Republican and 40% aren't, don't you think that the representatives should be 60-40 instead of, you know, 70-30? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Just all we're asking for is a fair shot here. And these maps, Gary, they're rigged, man. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know how you can look at these and say, yes, these are fair. Because then you need to define fair for me. And if fair doesn't mean, you know, equating to a reasonable percentage of what the actuality is, well, then it ain't fair, man. And that's not saying she didn't say I'm going to judge this way because I think it's rigged. She says she's going to look at it. I mean, she'll look at it. They're all going to look at it. We got a fresh new opportunity at this, Gary.
She went out there and said she is going to, if you elect me, I'm going to change this stuff. She didn't say change it.
Gary, listen, man, listen. You find that quote and send it to me. Otherwise, don't say that, Gary. Don't talk like that on the radio, man. Don't put words in people's mouths unless you can find that that's what she factually said. I'm telling you she didn't. You better check your sources, man.
I always give my opinion. That's what my opinion is, and this is what I believe I heard. Now, I do have one grievance with you. Why did you take CJ off the radio?
Well, he earned his ban.
That's what I want to know.
Gary, that was through a body of work. You call us up, we have a reasoned conversation. That guy's a troll, yeah, Gary.
We do.
Well, that's the difference, dude. I would break bread again with you. I'd go eat fish and talk politics and Packers and whatever else life threw at us. CJ doesn't earn that anymore from this show, at least not as long as there's a pumpkin on my front porch, Gary.
All right, well, I just got to my next job. Thanks a lot for letting me talk. All right?
Right, Gary. Get that work done, Gary. Don't be slacking on the job.
I think you should work closer to home so the conversations with Gary are a little more abbreviated. what's that, Don?
We appreciate all our callers. We appreciate everyone, the conservative especially if you make a point. But Janet Protasiewicz, Justice Protasiewicz, did not say she will change the law. She didn't say it. That's not what she said. And when you say something like that, it certainly seems like she's prejudicing herself. But she didn't say that. It matters. We're other Devil's Advocates. You can join us. Phone lines are jamming up, so be patient. 844.
In Gary's opinion, it doesn't matter.
2789. Well, I mean, you can have opinions. Everyone has their own opinion. That's totally fine. We want people to express them so long as they're, you know, not rude or demeaning to, you know, people. But you don't get your own facts. You know what I'm saying? You don't get your own facts. You get your opinions. You don't get your own facts. And the fact is, the Devil's Advocate's greatest radio show ever. We're coming right back, taking your calls. Once again, 844-96-PARTY.
Truth.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride. We had a little chat with management yesterday, and I did suggest a daily limo and a fruit plate.
How'd they take that?
That didn't seem to take that seriously for some reason.
I have full faith in you. You've been doing this for a long time. And you have Greg Bach.
I got a call from management this morning saying if I'd be interested in taking on new roles as a driver and buying fruit plates. That's a career opportunity.
Put that on your resume, baby.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the wild west of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of six responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies tonight with lows around 36. North winds around 5 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 55 tomorrow. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Lows level off around 39 tomorrow night. Partly cloudy skies. Mid-50s Thursday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning cooler Friday with highs in the upper 40s. Chance for showers continues. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM. Right now 57.
From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open, taking your calls. 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I want to go through a few of the texters first. First one I found a little funny here. Coming in on the 814 forever WMDX. When I think of Prosser, I think, am I a turd? Here's another one, Jeff from Sherwood. So in other words, Rotten Sack admitted that the whole court is political. I don't know if that's exactly what she said. Let's not put words in her mouth, Jeff. Here's more from the text line. Many times Republicans are a bit nuts in office. Then, when they no longer beg for money, they tend to make more sense. Not all. Well, so are we implying that Prosser has now started making sense? Now he's not corrupted by the fundraising apparatus like he was when he was the caucus leader during the assembly scandals over on the assembly side?
Mm-hmm. I think that's exactly what they're saying.
Here's another one, Dom, and I've not yet verified this. Justin Fields currently leads the league with the most touchdown passes. Is that true? Because if that's true, I've made a huge faux pas. It's still not going to be the Fields boat. Wes from Milton says, go Bucks. Yeah, Bucks season starting soon. Here's one, Viking funeral. I think that's probably enough for the football talk. People love Melissa Agard, state senator. Join us. Hell yeah, Melissa is on the air. Here's more. The maps were drawn in secret. Democrats had power, but they were fair. Republicans are fascists. Well, I agree with the latter sentiment. I'm not sure that the Democrats were fair. Come on. When Democrats have all the power, it also corrupts the Democrats. Let's not pretend like it doesn't. We just don't have any of the power. Not when the last set of maps were drawn. And anyways, lots of texters today, Dom. I'll keep looking for the best ones. Let's get to the phones. 844-967-2789.
Mark, you've been patient. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, guys. And maybe the middle name for CJ should actually be Winston Smith. That's from 1984.
Come on, let's not pick on the guy. We're not allowing him on the air. He can't. Respond even if invoked.
It's for the other callers that call in, and they kind of rewrite history to fit into whatever message they get from their leader. And I just kind of is going. I mean, I try to follow up and try to find do a little bit of research before I open my mouth and confirm all doubt that I'm a fool. But the whole for the maps, the absolute point that needs to be pointed out is the maps are are rigged because they are not contiguous, because they actually included in contiguous that if two points are connected by a street or by a river, they can actually be contiguous. And for one thing, look at Jimmy Anderson's district. I mean, it's split, he has to cross other districts to cover his whole district. I mean, there's like over 50% of the assembly districts are, over 50% of both the Senate and the Assembly, their districts are not contiguous. And that is the one requirement in the Constitution that says they had to be contiguous. I'm belaboring that point, but the maps are indeed rigged. I mean, sorry, Gary, the maps are rigged. And I mean, to say otherwise, say they are not rigged, is you're fooling yourself. And Justice Hagedorn was actually involved in the first rigging. I mean, he was advising Scott Walker on those first set of maps. He was in on the deal with the secret maps, not even taking place in the Capitol. It took place at the lawyer's office across the street, or behind Jeff Tu, I guess it was. I mean, that you have to look at the reality that these maps are indeed rigged, and that's why the Republicans are fighting tooth and nail to keep the maps the way they are. Because if they were actually drawn according to what the constitutional requirement is, we'd probably have a closer result than what we have right now.
Well, we absolutely should. I mean, that's kind of the point. You know what I mean? If we're a 50-50, we should have 50-50 representation. And when we don't, I believe if you look at some of the issues here in the state of Wisconsin, lots of people want things done and Republicans don't want that done. We have rule by minority. And that is what one of the big problems, of course, is with these gerrymandered maps. I don't care what your political size is. If you're on the receiving end of it and more people believe what you want, but that's not reflective in your government, well, you got angst. And now you got what? Now you get more Republicans going farther right. You got more Democrats going farther left. Because there's no accountability to the people. If you're packed and stacked, who's going to primary you? Just someone to the extreme of your already political beliefs. Thanks for the call, Mark.
I would point out, though, in regards to the quote-unquote corruption, Bob Mendez, the senator from New Jersey, about half the Democratic caucus has called for his ouster, right?
Yes.
George Santos, today, 23-count superseding indictment has been filed against George Santos. And part of what he's been accused of doing is basically stealing his donors' identities and using their credit cards. And to date, the Republican Party allows him to continue to serve in their caucus.
There is a difference in these parties. There's no question. You can't look at those kinds of scenarios and see and not recognize there is a stark difference.
Ish. There is a stark difference.
Who's kidding? What? Come on.
I know. I'm just trying to draw a distinction between the corruption. Corruption's corruption. Bob Menendez apparently, allegedly, was taking what? Gold? Payoffs.
Gold bars.
He literally searched Google for how much is a kilo of gold worth after he'd been paid off with a kilo of gold, Deb.
Shouldn't you do that search prior to getting paid off for a kilo of gold, man? I mean, come on.
Maybe at a library. Maybe at least wipe your Google history. Don't Google that at the house and then, hang the jacket up with the gold bars in the pocket and the $500 million in cash. And, they were apparently custom coats that had his name embroidered in them. So there was no doubt.
That's not mine. That's not mine.
Come back. More Devil's Advocates, more for your phone calls. Having fun today. It's a Tuesday. 844-967-2789.
From the heart of the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. American citizens are among the 900 dead in Israel following the attacks by the terror group Hamas. And President Biden says some Americans are being held by Hamas militants in Gaza, the U.S. vowing unwavering support for Israel.
The president sharing his anger at the Hamas attacks that killed so many unarmed Israelis and at least 14 Americans, saying the U.S. is already rushing more aid.
We're surging additional military assistance, including ammunition and interceptors to replenish Iron Dome.
President Biden saying he's already talking to members in both congressional parties to rush more aid to protect democracy in both Israel and Ukraine. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Gaza ministry officials say more than 900 Palestinian civilians have also been killed in Israeli airstrikes. The House Republican Conference is holding a candidate forum to select a new Speaker of the House. The House is unable to pass any legislation until a Speaker is elected. This is ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Authorities are still looking for a reported missing boater in Polk County. The Polk County Sheriff's Office announced they received a 911 call on Monday about a boat going in circles on Cedar Lake and a woman yelling for help. The woman was pulled out of the water and reported there was also a man and a dog on the boat, but authorities have thus far only been able to locate the dog on the boat. The search is ongoing and boaters are advised to stay off the water. A former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice is advising against impeaching Janet Protasiewicz. In an email, David Prosser says impeachment is so serious that it should only be considered if the subject has committed a crime or corrupt conduct while in office. Prosser is one of three former justices advising Assembly Speaker Robin Voss on the possibility of impeaching the new liberal justice. Protasiewicz announced Friday she would not recuse herself from a case on Wisconsin's legislative maps next month. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
David Drake is a professor and the Extension Wildlife Specialist at UW-Madison. Greg, tell him what you call him.
I now refer to you as Jane's birder boyfriend.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Oh!
Now I have competition.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, God, I am wounded.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Red Delicious, Honey Crisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition, the happier happy hour, rolling through it, Dom. 844-967-2789. And to the texter that misled me, Kirk Cousins is actually leading the league in touchdown passes. Who would have known? 13 for Kirk Cousins. Five games. Fields has 11. Although that is second in the league, tied with many players, our mutual fantasy quarterback, Dom, Patrick Mahomes, 10 TD passes. Still our starter, right?
How about Goff at Detroit? How's he doing?
Nine.
Niners. Is that a Niner in there?
No, nine touchdown passes. Brock Purdy from the Niners has nine touchdown passes. And J-Love, Jordan Love, 8 touchdown passes. But the interceptions have gone up quite a bit here of late. 844-967-2789. John from Boaz. Welcome back, John. What do you got for us?
Hi, John.
Well, hi. I don't think he's got a chance to last it out for the next 2 games. They'll find someone else to throw that football.
And, you think Jordan Love's already on his...
Get out there and throw...
You think Jordan's going to get benched, John?
Better than him.
Well, not this cat. I can't throw. I mean...
You can.
I got loose thumb tendons. I was a defensive player, John. They wouldn't let me touch a football.
He's got a weak hands, weak grip, John. You know, don't worry about it. Come on, you can't possibly think they're going to bench him already.
Nowadays, you wouldn't fit in a uniform.
It'd have to be a cutoff, John.
You know,
just down to the shoulder pads, just you know, right below the numbers. If we cut it off, I'd be fine, John. What's that, fella? Okay,
can we switch the topic? I called in late. Did you cover Trump yet?
No, we haven't.
Today?
What's new about Trump today?
I would like to jump out there.
All right, let's do it. Go ahead. What do you got for us?
Okay. I am your parents' generation, so I'm like one generation of older than you guys, okay? You guys are making a real good impact on the media with your reporting. And it's a very clever devil's advocate. And I think Crudy is like really highly intelligent. Both of you guys are, where you could pick 10 words for the 2 or 3 that I can pick when I talk. But what Trump is fighting now is he's going to be fighting the Arabs. Iran has the nuclear bomb. One of those guys is going to get pissed off at Israel and drop the bomb.
John, I liked your tone better when you were saying how great and smart we were. Let's hope no one's dropping nukes. But it is concerning that the Iranians were making efforts to, centrifuge the necessary materials. And the Iranian deal, you know, well, Trump kind of broke that deal. Threw that deal in the trash can, did he not, Dom?
That's my recollection. But also, of course, word is Israel's got nukes. So, you know, mutually assured destruction, perhaps. You know, it's religion, folks. Let's just get to it. Let's just say it. It's religion. It's Arabs. It's Jews. You know, if it weren't for the religion, I don't think we'd be in this particular spot. This thing goes back thousands of years. Oh, we really like that building. That's our building. What? You know, for as an atheist, it's hard for me to look at something like this and not bring up, even with all the things being said and all the articles written, who's saying, oh my God, what is religion doing to this world? Well, it's the religion, man. You got fanatics on all sides of religion. Let's just put it out there. The Israelis, I mean, Netanyahu, I mean, based on the local reporting in the Israeli newspapers, well, he's been palling around far righties, man. Think about what's going on here. Well, think about going on over there, but worse. They tried to, redo the judiciary. Israelis were protesting in the streets for months about it, man. Hundreds of thousands. It was crazy, man. So there's lots of issues going on within the Israeli government and the citizenry, right? And they got a far right. What are they doing? They're continuing to build these settlements. Dispossession, taking lands, these kinds of things continue to go on. Well, why do they do? Well, hell, God wants us here. Well, what? God wants both religions there. So you have religion saying God wants us to all be in this building. Well, how's that going to work out? And here's a big secret. There is no God. You know what I'm saying? Come on. The Israeli people, you're being...
You say that with the same assurity that those that have faith say of their own beliefs, Tom. You say it with just as much self-assuredness. There is no God.
Well, hey, come on, man. I'm an atheist just like the rest of them. I just take mine one God further. Jews don't believe in Odin. by Great Odin's beard. You know what I'm saying? When was the last time someone was worried about the Norse gods? But you know what? Long time ago, people killed each other over the temple of Mars. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's the religion, man. Put that stuff aside. Palestinian, you know, in the Israeli, your leaders are failing you. We've been dealing with this. I grew up I was born in 71. I grew up in the hostage crisis, all this stuff. It continues on. It hasn't changed. What's the same thing throughout? Religion. That's all I got to say about it.
844-967-2789. I have so many thoughts that I'm keeping to myself, and this is such a rarity. Jesse, our pal Jesse from Madison. Welcome back, Jesse. Hey, what do you got up, for Jesse? Us?
Hey, thanks for taking the call, Bob. If I do recall correctly, when the threats to get back to the Supreme Court issue, threats to impeach Janet Protasiewicz first surfaced, I believe I called into this fine radio program and suggested that it was no big deal because the governor could appoint a replacement. Now, I think this is prima facie evidence of two things. One, clearly Senator Dewey Strobel is a listener to the greatest radio show on earth.
Obviously,
my suggestion clearly intimidated him that he never wanted to hear the words Supreme Court Justice Dominic Salvia. So I'm just going to take credit for this and do my victory lap. And yeah,
you'd have had to talk a lot of us off a ledge if that were the case.
Come on.
are we clear? Can a non-lawyer serve on the Wisconsin Supreme Court even by appointment? Or, you know, we could enroll Dom in night court. Could be like on the job training.
Institutional requirement for it.
It couldn't be any worse than the Regent University training of Dan Kelly and Doral, right? Didn't they both go to the same college, the same religious college, you might call it, right, Dom?
Yes, they did.
Any other thoughts, Jesse, other than you told us so?
well, we're not done yet, man.
I will leave you with just this one thing. On a more serious note, while hypothetically, yeah, I could see Democrats taking advantage of gerrymandering if they had the power to do so. It does vary state by state, obviously. There's different cultures and different state Democratic parties. However, to my knowledge, there's been divided government in this state for so long that the last time the Democrats had the outright opportunity to do so without courts intervening was maybe 1980 or 1970.
Yeah, I think 70 is more like it. But it's been some time. Absolutely.
Right. That's all I'm saying. All right. Thanks, guys.
Right on, Jesse. Appreciate it, man.
You know, I heard Jesse say it, and I see it repeated back here in the text messages, greatest radio show on earth. And while I appreciate that sentiment, that's so limiting, Dom.
I mean, you know, these radio waves, we're out to the stars, man. That's why we say ever. It includes everything, man.
Words have meaning. Small distinction.
Regent University was formerly called the Christian Broadcasting Network University. So, I mean, Crude, how about we get the Devil's Advocates University?
Law school. You know? Because it's literally a law school. It went from being the Christian Broadcast University Law School to Regent Law School, right?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. 844-967-2789. Let's keep going on the lines. Annie from Watertown, you're up. Welcome, Annie. What do you got for us?
Hey, Annie.
Hello, Annie. Annie, where's Annie? Annie, call us back. 844-967-2789. David from Mequon. You're the lucky one, David. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, good evening, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Just really quickly, I will agree with you, Dom, on the fact that, yes, this is a religious ideology difference. And it's been going on for thousands of years. But I will say this. Israel, the difference between this, and to be clear, I'm Jewish. To be clear, though, the difference between this and the Yom Kippur War in 1973 was Egypt and the surrounding countries, Jordan, Lebanon, they were all attacking Israel
back then. The difference with this is those countries are actually normalizing the relationship with Israel, Egypt being one of them, Jordan being another one. Saudi Arabia was a potential up until we just had the attack. Hamas is a terrorist organization. They are not a, they are a radical group of extremist Muslims and Palestinians. But that being said, the majority, if you really look at the whole picture, though, Israel is not fighting against the neighboring Arab states. They're firing against these rogue terrorist groups now. And they're the ones that are trying to, you know, kind of make this into a bigger thing. And unfortunately, Iran is a rogue country that's, you know, terrorist sponsor. But that being said, there's been...
Well, hang on. If I may, David, hang on one second. Yet. I just want to jump in here while you're saying that. I mean, Saudi Arabia, I mean, most of the 9/11 attackers were Saudi, right?
Like 17 of 21.
You know what I'm saying? And in Saudi Arabia, they killed Khashoggi, right? They chopped him up. They don't know where he is. Bonesaw, right? That guy, right?
So while we choose
our allies. Remember when the first Gulf War, we had a secret base in Saudi Arabia? Remember all that? Well, we didn't know we had a base there, right?
Yeah.
So listen, there's a lot of things that goes on that, you know, you guys like you and me don't know, David. But my whole point is, you know, what drives someone to murder children or to cut heads off of people? You know what I mean? You don't do that for a paycheck, man. You do that because of religious ideology, religious extremism. And that's all the way around, man. I mean, that's the problem.
Yes. Well, I'm not disagreeing with you on that aspect of it, but the difference, though, with the Israeli situation, they're not going to do what the Hamas did, which is, you know, kind of a playbook of ISIS, where they're literally taking Israeli kids and putting them in bird cages and murdering, just doing horrific things. War is horrific. And I will point out my family, I've lost some family members in the Holocaust. And that was not so much a religious war as it was a cleansing of people that didn't fit within the German Nazi hierarchy. So anybody that was Jewish, anybody that was like gay, anybody that was not quite, you know, maybe they had some disabilities, they were all slaughtered. It didn't matter. They just happened to target in that particular situation. Yes, Jews were definitely targeted in Germany, but there was a lot of people besides that that were killed. And in this situation, you know, what you're going to see is you're going to see tremendous bloodshed. There's no question. And unfortunately, to your point, as long as you have those radical elements within the religious groups, it just repeats itself, unfortunately. And it's terrible, but that's just the reality of human nature.
Well, that it is, David. But the question is, what do we do about it, man? If we recognize the extremism is the problem, well, what are we doing to address the extremism? You know what I mean? I mean, to even stand up and say, hey, you know, I perceive religion to be the problem, and I perceive, you know, bad actors and leaders of different peoples using religion to justify, you know, X, Y, or Z. That's problematic.
Dumb, I got one from the WMDX text line. You've hit the nail on the head. History keeps repeating itself because religious fanatics won't quit until there is one world religion or no world religions. I think they're seeking just one. Theirs, it's always the best. Kind of like this radio show. We'll come back. One more segment. Your calls could be next. 844-96-PARTY.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day.
Interscholastic Sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Jade Monkey, Diamond Crute, we're going to be there. Live broadcast, party all night.
That's right. The tour stops in Madison at the Jade Monkey on Cottage Grove Road Tuesday, October 17th. It all starts with a live broadcast at 4.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast tonight with lows around 36. North winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun tomorrow. Highs level off around 55. Lows level off around 39 tomorrow night. Partly cloudy skies. Mid-50s Thursday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning much cooler Friday with highs in the upper 40s. Chance for showers continues. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK 1260 AM. Right now 57.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK,
Amory's radio station.
60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. So if you got something to say, hit us up right now, 844-967-2789. The Maggie Dawn show up next. I believe Anya might be filling in for Maggie out on the road.
Dominic, we've got callers. Let's go back to the phones at 844-967-2789. We love when you call us. James calling in from Kansas. Welcome, James. What do you got for us?
Hi, James.
Well, I just wanted to make a statement about this thing going on in the Middle East. I am a United States American citizen. I'm a veteran of Vietnam. And for the longest time now, I've been wondering what has happened to our country. We keep getting involved in places that we shouldn't be involved in, and we don't get involved where we should be. And we got a president who's a just complete idiot. And, you know, they've already killed Americans over there, taken Americans hostage. We've sent battleships, and we have sent carriers and all of this. Is this another Biden thing to go over there and do nothing? Because we're already being affected here in America, in Colorado and in Kansas City, San Francisco. They've got people in the streets partying and celebrating and burning the American flag and toasting high five to the Hamas. And, you know, I'm tired of looking like a bunch of candy asses in this country. We are a strong country, but if we don't stand up now and then, we're not going to be.
James, what would
it's
you suggest?
America.
So what would be our actions? The Israelis already have the Gaza under siege. There's no food, no water. They're bombing the you-know-what out of them. James, what should we do in addition to that that the president didn't do today? Because the president addressed, spoke to Netanyahu, said we stand with Israel. We got a carrier group in the region. I mean, what would you like Biden to do? Start World War III, James?
No, I was kind of hoping you could tell me what we should do. I just want to know why America does not give the people a chance to decide on things. Well, they do, but you can't take a vote on it because it would take too long. But I'm just wondering, you know?
Well, the Congress
I called 100 people today. All I want is somebody to tell me, should I prepare for the worst? Hope for the best, but prepare for the worst. And nobody will tell me. I'm thinking I should prepare for the worst. I live in a small town, and I found out today that they have bought 3 hotels in this town. The government did, or the state, whoever, whatever. They bought 3 hotels here that are failing, and they're going to put refugees into those hotels. We don't have enough jobs for our own people. It's a town of about 1,500. What are we supposed to do? I was hoping you could give me answers.
That's a lot, James. Appreciate the call, man. Appreciate you listening. I think those are a couple of conflating issues. Number one, as a country, what do we do right when Middle East blows up, as it has done in my entire life? And James, you're older, you served, you know, this continues to go on. And when we continue to react in the same way and nothing changes, perhaps we need to change, you know, how we react. And there is some sympathy for the Palestinian people, not Hamas. You know, again, these are a subset extremist group of Palestinians, but the Palestinian people, you know, Gaza Strip described in the readings I have as basically an open air prison, the most densely populated part of the world, like almost 2 million people living in like 25 miles long by what, anywhere from 3 to 7 miles wide. You know, I mean, it hasn't been addressed. Let's just put it that way. So there's no justification for murdering people at a concert or cutting heads off or those kinds of things. There's nothing that can justify that action. Also, a response of, you know, bombing from afar and murdering innocent civilians and kids without, you know, cutting their heads off necessarily. You got to press a button, you got to make the arms, but it still results in the same thing. Innocents being murdered. Where are the adults in the room? Where are the quote unquote religious leaders? Is it your position that this religion, whatever your belief is, must be worldwide and you will stop at nothing? If that's it, well, obviously we need to approach that like we did fascism, Nazism. That can't be allowed. And I'm down for all the religious freedom, man, knock yourself out. But as soon as you take that belief and decide that you're going to murder anybody who doesn't believe what you believe, well, that's problematic. But this is also a territorial issue. It's a nation rights issue kind of thing as well. And as far as, you know, refugees, man, this is America. How many people came of our ancestors came to this country to find something better, to leave something worse? And that continues to happen. We should absolutely embrace. And James, I know what you're saying. If you live in a small town and perhaps, you know, the jobs may not be as plentiful as larger towns, but we still have issues. We still need people working. We still need people to, you know, pay into the social safety net. We're not having, you know, billions of kids over here, man. We need the work. We need the people. Go try to, you know, when's the last time you saw, you know, young white kids working, you know, pulling the corn, the tassels in the farm fields, man? You know, we people want to work. People just want to live their lives and have an opportunity to do that. And we need to still continue to be the opportunity for the world in that regard. I'm down with that. We need to continue to do that and support that. There's no quick right answer, James. But, you know, what we can do is look at what's been done and be critical and patient about it and humble about it and think, well, maybe we should change our mind. Maybe we should change some actions going forward. I don't know what the actual answer is, James, but I do know what some of the big problems are. And some of the big problems, which nobody addresses, is the religion.
Well, okay. Brainiac, address the religion. What are we going to ban religion? No, no religion too?
No, you can do what you want. But if you're a religious extremist, if you preach violence, if you preach death to those that don't believe X, Y, or Z, well, then absolutely you should be treated like Nazis, like fascists, because that's bunk, man. If you know, in my position is that I have no faith. I don't believe any of that stuff. And if you want to do that, whatever gets you through the night, good for you. If you want to, you know, train your family, indoctrinate your kids, groom your kids to think that if they don't do what you say, they're going to burn in eternal hell, I think that's wrong, but that's your business. But as soon as you take that and start projecting it onto my kids and onto me, well, I think you need to address that with the fascist and Nazi kind of mentality. You snuff that stuff out. That's what you do.
Joy from Milton, you've got the last word today, Joey. What is it?
Hey, Joey. So, great, you guys. I appreciate your perspectives. On the religion thing, you know, I'm a fallen Catholic. You know, I got my knuckles wrapped many years in Catholic grade school. So I'm not a big fan of religion. But, you know, I don't know. I'm not sure. But, you know, I joined the Army right out of high school during the hostage crisis back in the early Reagan years. And I've turned my back, too, on international relations. You know, I'm a scholar, and they always try to prevent war, and they never can in terms of the universities and the scholars. So it's political. Yeah, religion is an issue. Have your belief. But at the same time, I think these are fundamentally political issues here. And my shout out to Biden. I know he's old. And
Joey, got to cut you short with the Biden shout out. Thank you, Melissa Agard. Our shout out. Stick around for Maggie Dawn. That's a shout out as well.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic ABC Media.